Today on the J2K podcast.
Am I good? Oh god, don't fuck this up.
2, 3, 4.
J2K. J2K. Jeff dressed up in horse face drag for Halloween. Dressed up in drag too.
J2K. J2K.
Ouija demons are watching us from the windows. Deaf people don't know how loud they're pooping.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's the special Halloween edition. It's J2K podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And we have a very special guest. Her name looks like Corinne, but it's not. It's Corinne, everybody.
Hello.
Wait, hold on. Listen to this. You hear that?
Oh, more fire.
We're in the Fireside Theater tonight.
Whoa.
Oh, ghost.
Everybody chill.
So, it's a special Halloween episode, and we've been sitting here talking for like 25 minutes about all the stuff we were probably going to talk about on the podcast, and now we don't have anything. Real good job, everybody.
This happens every time. We'll sit around and eat and tell the best funny stories. And
or like as soon as we turn it off, we like, start talking about even funnier stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. So, I was going to ask you guys if you had any, like, best Halloween or worst Halloweens ever stories, because I can't remember any, except for one for me was, I was clean and sober maybe a year, and I dressed up with my buddy Joe, we both dressed up as women, and I fully committed and shaved my chest down so my cocktail dress, there wouldn't be any hair sticking out. And I had a big, long, blonde wig, and I was the ugliest horse-faced woman in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I committed to it. So I don't know if that was a good or bad one, but...
Did you get hit on?
Like, not for reals, for fakes, fakesies.
Damn it.
Yeah. My buddy Jeff was hitting on us.
Yeah.
Other Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't have any well, let's start let our ones. Guest start. You have a Halloween story, you said.
Yeah. I do have a Halloween story, yes.
Is it best or worst?
I think it's best.
All right.
For me, it is. For someone else, it's maybe worst.
Yeah. That sounds like a good story.
I like those stories.
Yeah, okay, so back when I was 23, my friend's dad owned a bar that was closed on Sunday. Halloween fell on Sunday, so we were like, come on, Jerry. Please let us have a Halloween party. And he's like, okay. So we invited everybody we could ever imagine. I mean, I sent out invitations to, like, the freaking world. We got a DJ.
And it was, the bar was closed on Sunday normally?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, okay. So, you know, we all show up, me and, like, my girls that planned it show up early in our slutty alien costumes matching. We were awesome.
Slutty
alien. I sewed them all. And people start rolling in. You're like, oh, look, there's Vic from the bar. And like, oh, you know. And in walks this man that was dressed as a woman.
How funny.
Yeah, isn't
it? Yeah, segue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like really well. Like, who the fuck is that? Like, dang. Okay, and I'm from a very small town, so I know everybody there. And, you
maybe
know.
Drag Queen Mark showed up.
Yeah.
Not a costume.
Exactly. It's like... And, you know, I go over, welcome them, come on in. And this person just does this weird, like, hee-hee-hee-hee, and, like, grabs my hand and kisses it and pets my hand. And I'm like, fucking creep. Like, who the fuck is this, right? So every time I turn around, this person was staring at me, giggling, giving, like, slutty shoulders, like, man, holding his hand out, like, would come over and kind of paw at me, and I'm like, who are you? And
like cartoony flirting.
Like weird.
So were they wearing like makeup that made it so you didn't know who they were?
Yeah, like full on red wig, dressed like a whore, smelled like a whore, nails painted, sequins red dress, like heels.
What's a whore smell like?
Like the like worst perfume.
Okay,
I mean, just reeks like the whole
room. When she first said that, I thought like, she said horse.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like,
horses smell bad.
Like a horse.
And the first derailment happens. Anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this goes on for like an hour and a half, and people are coming, and I see my friends over there talking to them, and I'm like, who is it? Like, who is it? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this? Am I allowed to cuss on here?
We do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's too late already.
So, yeah, hour and a half goes by, and I finally, and this person just keeps, like, doing weird eye, batty eye things at me.
And pawing
like,
at you. And
like lurking around me. And I'm like, ooh, totally giving me the creeps. And I asked my friend, I'm like, no, seriously, tell me who this is. You know who this is, don't you? And she's like, yeah, I do. You really should know who this is.
Oh,
like,
he died 10 years ago.
No, really.
Oh, yes.
Thank God he did. I'm like, please just tell me who this is. Please tell me who this is. It was my father.
Oh my
god! Oh.
My fucking father, okay?
Get out.
Get out of here. I even have a picture because I later got a fish that I called.
Oh my god, can we make it our picture?
Stanley. I named my fish Mars Stanley Fire Truck because it's things that are red. And this beta fish looks just like my dad is Halloween.
I'm going to have you send me that photo.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put your dad in a photo with us for the podcast.
I honest to God can't even believe my stepmom did it all to him. I mean, for hours she worked on him.
Oh my God.
Hey, I have to see it.
My dad. And like, my dad and I are so close. Like,
how did you not know it was him?
I don't know how. I didn't know. I don't.
As soon as you knew, though,
your dad
dressed
as like a woman. Like, that's the last thing you kind of expect.
He looks like a lead singer of an 80s band and a character from Rocky Horror all mixed together.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You're right, he is not an attractive woman.
No.
I know, but it's his face, though. Like, once you knew, it was like, how did I not
know,
right?
Yes, exactly.
You like committed. Those are some nice lipsticks.
Oh, I mean, full on committed. I mean, there wasn't anything.
Well, how long was the dress?
It was ankle length.
Oh, long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I have other pictures of it.
His knees probably would have gave it away.
Or his Adam's apple.
Or.
Well, that should have already.
You know, honestly, I feel like if I would have seen, if it would have been short, I probably would have recognized my dad's legs.
Yeah, we still haven't established
that. You took the
that.
Story somewhere it wasn't even at.
I know, we knew it was a guy, that's right.
Okay, I'm just reminding you. Don't be rude on our anniversary. Oh, by the way, me and Christine's anniversary. What time is it?
6:48.
Oh, 4 minutes ago.
Oh,
on October 25th.
On October 25th, 4 minutes ago. Like the clouds parted and like the planets aligned and then the light shined down onto her and electricity shot between us at the casino in Rapid Rich's room.
And he had the nerve.
And like she was gonna give me her number
the
and
curve.
I had my number written on a piece of paper.
Curve.
At the same time, we were like handing and asking at the same time.
Did you guys see this before you exchanged words, or had you guys like?
Oh
no,
we
knew each other and talked to each other. But something was different that night 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Christine's like, he had the nerve to ask me. He had the audacity.
Well, look at where she lives, dude. I completely dated up. So, of course, like, he had the gush to ask me.
He told me that right after he did it. You were really excited.
Oh, like that night?
Maybe not that night, but like soon after.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was funny, too, because like I had come out of a 17-year relationship. So it'd been a very long time since I'd like gone on like a date with someone.
Yeah.
And in the time where he asked me out till the time we actually dated, like what, 3 or 4 days went by?
of like,
and he like I had this like crazy text marathon with him, and it was like when my co-director was on vacation and I was being ridiculously inappropriate at work, and I was basically like texting all day, and I was very distracted, and like for 4 days I was like texting. It was so funny. And I was like, oh, is this what people do now that there's like,
have we told this on the podcast before?
I don't think we've talked about this.
So
but I felt really bad at work because I'm all like, he just sent another text. So, I was acting like I'm like, you know,
We decided to go on a date on, it was like a Wednesday, right? It was Wednesday, October 25th at like 6:44 p.m.
When I met, but then we went on a date on Saturday.
On the next Saturday.
Yeah.
So I was going to meet her somewhere in Salem, and I lived in Sheridan. And then by the time it was time to come over, she's like, just come to my house.
Well, at the first we didn't know what we were going to do, and then we decided we were going to go for a walk at Minto Brown Park, and then maybe like where the date brought us.
I'm telling the funny part of the story. So then she's okay, come.
I mean, the leaves. I mean, it was that time of year. Yeah. Like a walk in the park. Yeah.
Come to my house. And so she gives me the address. I'm driving out here, and I'm like, you, today. I'm like, oh my God, I'm driving into the clouds.
Yeah.
And I get here, and I stop, and she's like, okay, I want you to get the wrong idea, but you can't come in. But I'll show you the backyard. And then she brought me up the deck, and she goes, you can look at the kitchen. But
well, I was like, you can look in.
She
if
made
you
it
want.
Really
I wasn't
clear.
Like, you can look at the kitchen. Yeah. I just said, you can look in if you want. I just don't want you to come in. I don't want, like, I don't know you. I don't want you in, like, what if you're going to, like, murder
reasonable.
Me? Like, you know, like.
But now he knows where you live, though.
There's
no really need to worry about your safety.
I have an alarm.
There is no need to be rude and interrupt me while I'm telling this story. On our anniversary.
Well, it's going to only.
I just gave you the best present ever. You got 3 bottles of apple juice and antacids.
Seriously, that was part of my gift.
Serious. Anyway. You asked for. So then we go to the walk first, right? We go to the park.
Well, we sat here for a little while on the deck.
Taco Bridge.
Yeah.
And we walked, and out there is a woods. And out there, I picked up a stick or something. Then I found some green, marking tape, surveyor tape, and I tied it to the stick. And
oh God, he's gonna like ran.
I did interpretive dance with a stick.
Oh, this is where the interpretive dance comes from.
So
this is the interpretive dance part of the podcast. So I made one of these.
Yeah.
So Jeff has a ribbon stick and he's
pulling this is the best part.
And frolicking really around the house.
Oh my God. Andy has skinny jeans on.
He just did a running leap, and it was like slow-mo frolic ribbon.
But that's rock. Like so.
And now I'm out of breath.
So we're in the woods, we're walking, and he's being a total goofball, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's awesome. Like, I've always been looking for somebody who's just as weird as me and like doesn't care what other people like, you know, if you're dancing, I don't care if anyone sees me, you know. So then I got him that for a Christmas in a stocking.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yep. And then we went and ate a bone vine. Then we went and saw It.
Yeah.
And she was like,
you wouldn't
wondering
make the
when
move.
I was going to make a move. And
never
I wasn't
made the
making
move.
A move. And I couldn't come in. And then pretty soon I'm sitting on the couch in here.
Well, I waited the whole like movie
pretty soon,
for him to kiss
she's
me. Nothing.
Like, pounced on me. Like,
yes.
Well, it's funny. He's like, well, why don't we watch Stranger Things? And I was like, oh, okay. I wanted to watch it. I hadn't started the first season yet. So I don't even think we got to the first credits and the first part of like Stranger Things. I paused it and I was
went to town, baby.
I'm like, he's never gonna make his move. I'm gonna have to make the first move.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I wasn't gone.
Like, I've been single for 4 years. I want a kiss.
Anyway.
Yeah, more than an interpretive dance. Like,
speaking of lighting fires, I think
we
need to add more
dance later.
Can we add more wood to that?
Oh yeah. Probably should.
So,
for those of you at home, Jeff is, I'm going to be the
guy. I love how you're like...
Jeff's putting wood on the fire. He's stoking it.
For those of you at home...
Give it a poke.
Those skinny jeans he hasn't worn in a while. Today he was like, can I tell that story or no?
Thanks for noticing.
Can I tell that part, babe?
What part?
Part of the story?
Oh, God.
About your pants?
Yeah, of course.
So he's like, how do these look? I said, they look good. And I go, if they're a little tight, you know what girls...
Yeah, because they're 36s.
And I go, you know what girls do if they're not if they're a little tight? You just do a squat because it stretches them out. And he goes and he does the squat. And he's like, oh, my knee.
Yeah, I couldn't hold the squat. My knee hurt.
Did you tell him about the rubber band trick?
Oh, I don't know if I know the rubber band.
Oh, where you can like hook the rubber bands, or you're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Button, so you don't have to
like button them all the way.
And then, yeah, and then like, yeah.
So your belly can hang out a little.
I found these belts in the airport, and they're perfect. So because you don't have, there's no metal. You don't have to take them off while you go through security. But it's like the elastic band in men's briefs, but really thick. I'm wearing it right now.
Ugh.
They're not going to sponsor me, and I forgot what they're even called. Oh, arcade. Arcade belts. They stretch like fucking underwear. They're amazing.
That's their catchphrase. Arcade belts. We stretch like fucking underwear.
Oh. Stretchy underwear. Belt. It's so good. And I have mad plumber. I've got, I don't have a big gut, but I have a lot of back fat. So
do
I have like.
Not.
I for
you don't got back.
You were like so skinny.
I know.
So my I have this weird butt crack that goes like halfway up my back. So it's really good that I can cinch it up.
Every once in a while we like to have him pull his shirt up a little bit.
Why don't you stoke the fire next time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you dropped something.
You guys are gonna stoke something else while I'm over there and start another fire.
Oh, hey-o.
So Jeff and Kareem were both talking about people dressing up in drag. One being yourself, Jeff. So
yeah.
Did I tell you guys where I went after the Guar concert last week?
No.
So I looked for a bar around where my car was because we wanted another drink before we went to walk to the hotel. So right by my car, we had to get our luggage anyway. Right by my car, there was a place called Stag.
Uh-oh.
In Portland. And I see Stag and I'm like, Stag beer, like, it's got a, and, you know, it had like a martini glass on the little map by my car. I was like, okay, it's probably like a dive bar.
Yeah, for like single people.
Yeah.
Going Stag.
Oh, going Stag, yeah.
Yeah.
So I, like, we're like, let's check it out. And I walk up and there's a drag queen outside and I'm like, fuck yeah. It's a gay bar. Awesome. Let's have our last drink at a gay bar. So it looks like it's drag night. That's perfect. This will be fun and spontaneous.
And he just went to Guar. Everybody's dressed up.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You were covered in crap.
So we beeline it over to this gigantic drag queen. It must have been 8 feet tall. And it was a $5 cover. When we got inside, it wasn't just a gay bar. It was...
The gay bar.
It was a gay bar where men strip. So there were swinging ding-a-lings.
Whoa.
Everywhere.
There was meat slapping up on stage. And we were the only straight couple in this. Like, I was like, do you want to stay here?
I would be like,
she's like, oh yeah,
do
you see that?
Like, yeah, I'm staying.
I'm gonna at least get a story out of this.
Yeah.
She's like, there are visible dongs out, like visible phallus. I mean, I guess. And I was like, it is spontaneous. It's pretty funny. And she was like, all right, let's stay. It was so like people were walking by us, like, what the fuck are you doing here? So like, finally at the end of the night, like, and we only had two drinks there. But one of the dancers made his way to the very end of the bar where we were and just danced above us for like the last 10 minutes that we were there.
Did you tip him?
Put a little into the G-string?
I don't remember. I'm sure we did.
You don't remember?
I don't think we did.
Oh!
He wasn't dancing for us.
Yeah.
You don't think? He was right in front of you?
I think he was trying to make us feel uncomfortable.
That's what I was thinking. He was trying to get you guys to leave. He's like, I'm going to see how long I'll pull out.
How do they know that you're not Justine every other day?
Yeah, how do you know they weren't trying to get Emily to leave?
Who knows?
Okay, I want to steer us back to best or worst Halloween. Christine, you got anything?
I don't, babe.
What about your mom making the costume for your brother?
Well,
is that not cool?
It's just cute. I mean, it's not like a funny story.
Justin?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being rude on our
anniversary. No, I'll just say, my mom used to make really good costumes when we were kids. And I was
like
telling,
a robot.
And I was telling him, when you grow up in the East Coast, and as a kid, you always look forward to your Halloween costumes, but by the time Halloween comes, it's like snowing or really cold, so you don't even get to like show your costume.
Because your coat's over
covered in coat and boots and gloves and stuff. And I was telling him how my mom, she's an artist, and she used to make the most amazing costumes for us. And one year she made my brother a robot costume out of just like this box. And she did it all up and like painted it and made all these actual knobs that turned and like aluminum foil that was shiny. And it was just really cool. And then it rained and my, I think he wore like a garbage bag or something over it. Oh, no. I can't even remember because it was like really big.
I am Mikey the robot. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's cool. It was cool. But that's the thing about Halloween on the East Coast. It's like.
Yeah, and you get to wear your costumes to school though.
We did. We used to do this like parade thing. I don't know if they still do that here. Do they do that now? Like, what? We used to have a Halloween parade every year.
Yeah, we did it at our school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, babe, you're
I don't think they let kids wear costumes to school anymore. Oh, they don't. Out here, they don't.
I don't. I'm from Missouri.
I'm blaming on an Oregon thing.
I don't think it's necessarily Oregon so much as people shooting up schools.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm. Oh, okay. I can see that.
I'm involved in the PTA, and I went and delivered some stuff to some schools the other day, and like, in Monmouth, and I walked right in the school. Like, if you go to like bigger city schools, like Salem Kaiser schools, you can't get in. You have to be like, hey man, I'm dropping something off for the PTA, and they're like, oh yeah? Are you sure?
Like, are you sure you're not a child molester?
Pull your shirt up. Don't do that, but I mean, it's locked.
Can we get your name? Make sure you're not in the registry.
Yeah, you have to like talk through an intercom. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. So, you got one?
Halloween story?
Good, bad?
I don't know. We might have to come back to it.
Okay, what about paranormal? Anybody experience paranormal?
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to, though.
That came in your room?
Yeah.
That's not just paranormal. That's like alien shit. Do you want to tell them that?
Which story? Yeah. I don't know if I know this one.
There was a probably like a 3-month period where I would like wake up and like open my eyes and there would be a like orb in my room. Hmm. Like just floating around in my room. And just to paint the picture, like lights off in my room, but I've got down the stairs, like lights are off in the whole house, but the light above my sink in the living room or in the kitchen downstairs is on. So it's peeking through my door and I open my eyes and kind of see some light fluttering, like when you see a light move across your eyes, and there was like an orb floating into my room and I'm like frozen still, laying on my side.
How big is it?
Probably like just a little bit bigger than a softball.
Okay.
And it was black, but you could see, like, I remember being able to see circuitry on it. Like, it looked like but it wasn't making any noise.
Like a round circuit board, black.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't, like, you can tell when you're not just dreaming. I could hear, like, you know, I live in an apartment complex. I could hear stuff going on outside and the wind blowing and, like, you know, water dripping or the toilet refilling or, you know what I mean? I was fucking awake and it comes, I'm frozen. I don't like, I'm afraid to move. And it comes around my door and into my room where it's pitch black and it's black. So I can't see it anymore.
Oh my God.
And I jumped up as fast, like at that point, like got the courage and jumped up as fast as I could and flipped the light on.
Nothing there.
It's like that movie Lights Off, Lights On.
Oh, no, I hate that movie. So, it happened for 3 months?
This happened more than once.
It happened 3 times over the course of a few months.
Of 3 months.
Yeah. So.
And the same thing every time?
But I slept with my...
light on?
I slept with my light... Yeah. Dead serious. With my with my light on and with my my door closed for a good 6 months.
Like, your door closed with, like, a cement block holding it shut.
Yeah, so close the block.
Like, no, it's got to...
Was there anything different about the 3 times? Or are they all the same?
No, they were different. Every time. So I had to have been, like...
So the first time was the when you jumped up and nothing was there? Or was that...
I'm guessing I was having, like, a lucid dream or half, like... Maybe, like, when you're sleepwalking, like...
No, it's aliens.
A little bit. It's aliens.
Yeah.
Now...
Alien ghosts.
I've had experiences with friends that they were part of it, like seeing UFOs, and that's
cool.
That's a little different. Like, it's not just you thinking you might be a little crazy.
Well, tell us about that.
So, had a clubhouse when I was little, and before we put the roof... Well, when I was a preteen. And before we put the roof on, my best friend and I were sleeping outside in the clubhouse.
Looking up at the sky.
Looking up at the sky.
I love that you had a clubhouse. That's so cute.
Oh, I love it. My dad and I built
it. That's such, like, a product of, like, what... Where are you? 80s Missouri. Childhood?
Oh, yeah. 80s childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this triangle-shaped object... you couldn't tell if it was either really big and far away or normal size and pretty close. But it was flying, or if it was going really fast and far away or kind of slow and pretty close. Like, it's hard to tell how far away it is in the sky. But it was a triangle with a light at each corner. And I was like, Chris, do you see that? And he was like, yeah, man. So I flicked my flashlight on it, and it stopped. And it was like...
Was it close?
We couldn't tell.
Oh, so you just shined your light into the sky.
Into the sky, yeah.
And it stopped.
And it stopped.
It's like, they see us.
So, you know, is it the size of a small airplane and kind of close, or the size of, like, I don't know, aircraft carrier and right. Far away? So it just stops in midair, and I'm like, you see it. Is it stopped, or is it just going slow? And then... It just shot out of the sky.
Oh my gosh.
And then, like, came right back.
Whoa.
And stopped.
Same spot.
And then it went the opposite direction. And stopped.
And this is, like, before drones.
And then it kept flying again slow.
Or was it?
And then it kept flying again slow.
That's true.
I mean, when I say... I mean, like, the speed of light. Like, you could see it zip like lightning and come back.
Could you hear it?
No. No noise.
I had the sort of experience. I was in the woods, and I can't remember if somebody saw with me, but there was, like, what I thought was a satellite. Because we used to lay out and look for satellites. Because you could, all of a sudden you see a light, and it's very slowly moving across the sky. It's a satellite orbiting the Earth. And so I think I see a satellite. I think somebody was with me. I'm like, check out the satellite. And it was a little bigger than normal, but I'm watching it, and all of a sudden it erratically in, like, angles, like, was like gone. Like, lights don't do that. I mean, like, just it wasn't cloudy. It wasn't like somebody could have had a laser light and did that.
Wow.
Yeah. It was. And I was like, oh, that was a UFO. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see something like that. I, like, wish for it. Come on.
I watched, like, Ghost Adventures and all that, and those guys are so hyped up.
I can't even watch it.
It's crazy, but, like, I want to believe.
I know.
You know? I want to believe that there's some, like, veil that's, there's another side, or there's, maybe it's other dimensions or something.
That there's something on the wing.
What'd you say? The wind? The night wind.
Okay,
so last time on the last podcast, I talked about her obsession with the Leafs and the blowing of the Leafs.
Oh.
Like, we went out to Rudy's Steakhouse for our anniversary dinner. It was sweet and wonderful. And I said, I got your present home, and we need to go home right now and open it. And so I got home and I started the fire, and I'm up here waiting, and she's at the store, so I turn the TV to watch the TV. I hear the garage door open. I'm like, sweet. And then I hear, leaf blower.
Oh my God.
Well, somehow they'd all fallen on the driveway between this morning and tonight.
So I patiently,
it was like a pile this thick.
I patiently wait.
So I'm like,
it's still happening.
Climb
so
the
then
stairs
I come out the door and I go, hey. She's like, what? I'm like, what are you doing?
What's the
leaf blowing? I said, present. She's like, God, don't be rude. So I come downstairs.
By the way, Christine and Jeff tell each other not to be rude jokingly all the time. And it sounds like they're actually being rude to each other. It took me a while to get used to. Don't be rude. This is our anniversary.
Yeah.
That's like our
thing. Justin one time approached me and said, man, you're like really mean to Christine.
Why are you being so mean?
So anyway, I go downstairs. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm blowing the leaves out. And I'm like, like, yeah, they're just going to blow back. And she's like, well, hopefully the night wind carries them off. Like, the what?
The night wind.
Well, every time, like, because we live up on a hill, like it's really windy at night. Yeah. And my favorite thing to do, and this is so horrible, and I'm like the worst neighbor because of this, like, I love blowing my leaves into the street, and then the wind takes it down the street.
No, excuse me, the night wind.
The night wind. Night wind sounds like...
So the leaves end up becoming my neighbor's
a landscaping superhero. No.
I am the night wind.
My favorite is when it's windy during the day, and, like, I'll be, like... doing stuff around the house, and I'll realize it's windy. I'm like, I gotta get out and leaf blow right now while the leaves can blow down the street.
Oh my god.
Serious, I'm telling you, it's a thing.
I have like this unhealthy, unrealistic like obsession with the leaves. I hate them. Like, I love fall, I love how pretty they are, but I hate when they're in my yard.
So repeating.
I know, we've talked about this.
Well, so do you guys believe in ghosts?
Oh yeah.
Well, absolutely, yeah. We used a Ouija board once in college. That was fun.
Oh, hey, yeah. No.
Those are so creepy.
You shouldn't do that.
So creepy.
What happened?
Well, there were three of us using.
How did you not tell this story when I said something paranormal?
I don't know. I didn't think about it until just now. I probably have a million stories I could tell. I didn't think about it.
What have you conjured into our lives?
I know, right? I didn't use it by myself. It was either three or four of us.
That makes it okay.
And
three people are cursed.
We were drinking, and I'm sure there was some other substances. We were in college.
What?
And, well,
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
She's in the pot.
Taking the pot?
That's a toilet reference, I'm pretty sure.
Well, did I learn today?
I stole the neighbor's toilet, and I took the pot.
He taught me a new word today. What is weed? What was the word that
chronic.
You... Chronic. Chronic. I didn't know chronic meant weed.
Oh,
yeah, I love
that sticky icky.
Well, and
don't say why or
yeah. Well, there was a young man who's having an issue with it, and I said the chronic ails of that kid. So it's like weed and alcohol.
Nice. Ails.
And I only understood the beer pun.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
He goes, ails. "Did you get what I said there?" And I go, "Yeah, beer." And he goes, "And weed." I'm like, "What?"
Anyway, Ouija board.
Anyways, we were at the we were doing the Ouija board. And we started asking questions. I swear I wasn't pushing it and it was moving. So obviously it was like one of the other, it was either two or three of us. I can't remember.
Or was it?
But it started, so we were asking it questions and it was doing the yes, no thing and all that. And then it's, he's stressed
out. I'm freaked out.
It started spelling a word.
Yeah.
And it spelled the word macabre. But at the time, I didn't know what it meant, so I had to, like, look it up.
Whoa.
And when I say look it up, this was, like, 1991, and I didn't have a smartphone, so I had to go get a dictionary.
And what does it mean?
Of evil.
God, babe.
I know. So then we stopped playing it after that, because we're all freaked out.
Did you say goodbye, though?
Probably.
You didn't.
Oh.
You're supposed to say goodbye.
I'm sure we said goodbye. We read the Hasbro instructions.
Haunted by the ghost of Milton Bradley.
Do not pass go.
My sister and I were using one. We had candles lit.
Oh my god, you did too?
Oh yeah. So
Shit.
Ours ended with us, my sister burning the Ouija board in the backyard.
Oh,
she got
my
freaked
god.
The fuck out.
Was and then it was whole again in somebody else's house.
We were using it and asking it little questions, and her friend came over. Her friend was on her way over. Kim, I think was her friend's name, and when Kim came in, I asked the Ouija board, if I ask you a question in my mind, can you answer it?
Yes.
It went to yes. And I'm like, oh, because then I know my sister's not moving the fucking Ouija thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a test. So I thought in my head, what color of panties is Kim wearing? Because... I was going through puberty, and I had...
pretty hard. I was going through it pretty hard at that point.
I had hormones boiling inside of me. I could cough on someone, and they would get horny. So,
or pregnant.
Or they could cough on you.
So, exactly.
We call him the stiff
wind. He was the other way around.
Slight breeze, and I'm like, whoo. So...
shall be known as stiff wind.
It started spelling out...
Night wind. Night stiff. Night wind.
It started spelling out P, I... And then Kim is like... Or Stephanie, Stacy, whoever it was like, Justin, what did you ask it? And I'm not telling her.
Why not, right?
And then in...
What's your favorite color?
K. And she's like, what did you ask it? And I'm like, I asked it what color of panties you were wearing. And she was like, I'm leaving. She left, like, she had just shown up. I asked that question. She was getting ready to walk out the door. And my sister was like, wait, let me see your panties.
Yeah.
So she reached in her, like, jeans and pulled the, like, bright pink panties.
Oh, my gosh.
So they are freaking out. And then immediately I asked it, can you see us from where you are? And it pointed yes. And then I asked where it was, and it said outside, like, window. Like, watching us through the window.
Oh,
oh man. Yeah, it was
we
scary.
We should get a Ouija board, and we can, like,
are
do it
you
on the
guys
podcast.
Fucking kidding me?
On Halloween.
No!
Have you never done this before?
You're not supposed to do that. That's where demons come from.
I know you're not supposed to. It did always blow my mind that kids had them in their house, because we were not allowed to have one in our house.
Yeah.
Like, but my friends...
I'm literally freaking out right now.
Yeah.
I'm like almost hyperventilating.
Yeah, evil has to be invited in. And
let's try to invite it in the house.
Yeah.
We could go somewhere, like public, and do the Ouija.
Oh my
god. Where would we go?
Oh my god, are you guys kidding me right
do
now?
Do the Ouija.
Wherever the night wind carries.
Alright, so...
the night wind.
Fucking night wind. Cindy from work and Trish from work, if you guys are listening...
Well, Cindy...
Those guys did Ouija boards.
Yeah.
And they had shit, bad shit happen to them.
Really?
Or continued paranormal
shit.
Yeah,
like,
shit.
Oh, you're talking gosh. Trish has good paranormal
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, I never
Trish
heard
was telling me one time
weird.
They were... Her and her husband were laying in bed, and the light bulb in the ceiling fell onto the bed. Like, it had to unscrew first and then fall. And in her house in Salem, she'd hear babies crying outside.
Oh.
Fucking demon babies, okay?
Yeah.
So
that's from a Ouija board.
It was the ice machine. It was the ice machine. So when I got together with my ex for the first time, she was living with my best friend, one of my best friends and his wife, and they owned a mansion that was built. It was built so long ago, you couldn't drive a car through the driveway because it was for a horse. Like, people on horseback.
Yeah.
Like, horse and buggy. So...
I would just like to say, don't put your babies in the ice.
Ice machine. No, the
ice machine.
Machine.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
So, this place was haunted. And I found that out the first time I went over there. All four of us were there. My ex and I, Jason and his wife. And we hear two sets of footsteps upstairs when it's only Jason upstairs. And he's running.
And the other one's chasing him?
Yes. And he runs down the stairs, and then you hear a second, like, set of footsteps down the stairs, and he's like, this bitch is chasing me! Like, screaming, almost falling down the stairs.
And could you see anything?
Nothing.
Could he?
No.
How does he know that it's a chick?
So when he was upstairs, he was walking and heard footsteps from the other side of the hallway, and he starts, like, walking faster, and then they start, like... like running towards him. You can hear it, but you can't see it. So, the only experience I had, it would get cold in the room, so cold you could see your breath.
Uh-huh.
When we went to bed at night.
Oh my God.
And the like radiator was on. And then I was taking a shower in a room, a bathroom that was built like after this house was built.
Do not tell me somebody wrote you a message in the steam.
It had two doors. One door from the hallway and then a door inside that went up to the attic.
Oh no.
And so the door, both doors were shut. The door from the hallway, and it's one of those old crystal doorknob doors.
Oh, I love
glass
doorknobs. You have to like click
yeah,
like, open.
You have
yeah,
to turn.
It yeah.
My
yeah.
dad had a house with those. It was awesome.
It clicked open and the door like, and I like, hello? Hello? Like, look around. Nobody's there. And I'm like, okay. So I guess I'm showering with the freaking door open. The door slams shut. And I look again. Nobody in the bathroom. And then the door to the attic
is open.
Opens up.
Mother.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Scary. And when I told Jason that, he was like, yeah, we heard that when the woman who lived here, when her husband died, she would go upstairs and set on the roof. Like, there's an actual widow's peak, not like the one I have.
I have one.
I have one too.
I'm just bald.
Yours is missing.
Yours is missing.
You're bald. Baldine.
I had to look, though. You see that? I looked.
So, yeah, scary
you're
shit.
Like Baldy.
So, scary enough that we had conversations with the air. Like
I would, like, not live there.
You're not welcome here.
Yeah.
You had your chance for life. You need to go now. This is our house. Like, scary stuff.
Wow. I'm freaked out.
Yeah. I think I lived in a haunted house once.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. It was, like, this house that we bought when I was in 7th grade. And whatever, it was, like, not a good thing. It was not, like, it was just a scary thing. And my sister's room always gave me super weird vibes to the point where, like, I wouldn't go in there in the evening. Like, when it was dark, I did not want to go in my sister's room. And we were, like, are super close in age, so we were always, you know, we're in middle school. And I'm like, you can come in my room. Come in my room. And I wasn't, like, this scared child. Like, and bunch of weird shit happened there, though. Like, we had a light in our hallway right outside my bedroom door that would just start flickering on and off. And my dad's, like, this handyman. So he'd be like, oh, I'm going to go up there and fix that wire. I mean, the wiring, he went up there numerous times to fix this wiring, and it was totally fine. And then one night, I had bunk beds, and I remember I was home by myself, and I was probably in, like, 8th grade, and laying in my bottom bunk with my dog, and all of a sudden I heard rustling on the top bunk. And my dog went, like, freaking berserk, like, at the top bunk.
Like, up at it.
Up at it. And, like, was jumped off my bed and was... Rrr. And, like, I literally just put my head, like, under the covers and, like, was shaking. I didn't know, like... There was nobody in our home. There was nothing, like, you know...
Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
And that's what somebody,
another
like,
night,
drops
my,
their feet
and it wasn't a trash pan up there.
Yeah.
Or the ice machine.
It was there was just some weird vibes in that house. We didn't live there very long, but I'll tell you what, when it got dark there, it got really, like, very bad.
Vibe.
Yeah, very bad. Like, just, like, negative, like, just, like, just scary shit. And it wasn't that old of a house. It was probably built in, like, the 50s.
Mm. You know. Older.
Well, for Ohio, that's not old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my dad lives in a house right now that he claims is haunted by this woman named Henrietta.
Ooh, he's even got her name?
He has her named, and he...
Well, did he name her, or
he
did
named
he find
her.
Out who lived there?
He did name her, but he does know that there was a person that, like, I think committed suicide in there, like, around 1920. And it was a woman, but he hasn't... Like, he has all the deeds, and he's never figured out who it was. But, like, everyone on his road knows that that house is haunted, and he didn't know it when he bought it.
Oh,
and everyone's
God.
Like, oh, it's a haunted house. And he's like, oh, Henrietta, she just is fine. She likes to mess with me. She moves my stuff around. He claims that she moves his stuff around, but I really think it's just he's like 70.
And he
and like anytime
where
something's not where
remote.
He put
and
it, he's
fun...
like, oh, it's Henrietta again.
Yeah.
Like, fucking with me again.
If I was a pissed off ghost and somebody was just like calling me by the wrong name,
I would spell my
name. I'd be upset.
Yeah. But well, he says
like
that she comes in and
like
we'll start sleeping
in his
drawers.
I've got the OCD.
That's so scary.
And I'm like,
Henrietta.
What? Say that again?
He says that she'll come in his bedroom and like start opening and closing
his
dresser
pants.
Drawers.
His pants.
that belt on that you wear.
He
wears
that
now.
Belt.
He wears that protection now.
Henrietta pulls, it snaps right back. These
like
drawers are closed.
They're underwear.
Oh
that's
my God!
So funny.
Yeah, oh my God, you guys, that's like crazy.
I'm so sad. I wish I had such good ghost stories. I always like I like ghosts, and I think it'd be so cool. But at the same time, I think if it actually ever actually started happening to me, I would
it's
freak
so
the fuck out and be out of the house.
That's what, like I was so scared when this happened to me in middle school. I couldn't even move. I was like paralyzed. I like couldn't even go flip the light on or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just. You know,
well, we were messing with each other one night, and
oh.
I made him turn the light off.
Well, she had a cat named Munchie, and Munchie was deaf.
Yeah.
And Munchie meowed at like a deaf person talks.
And I was convinced.
Meow!
But I was convinced she had sundowners, like you know,
oh, okay.
Old people
yeah.
will get like so messed up at night.
Yeah.
She would sit in the hallway at like 2 in the morning, right here, and be like. like the loudest, crazy meow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was just a backstory.
Yeah.
Munchie. So Munchie had a stroke and like wasn't going to recover.
Yeah.
Put Munchie down, buried Munchie out back. There's a little cat statue out there. Munchie's out of there. So, and we were on our journey through the Conjuring series, the Conjuring movies, Annabelle's in there.
Yeah.
What's the other one? We watched them all.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Ghost. Ghost.
Yeah.
Or the Ice Machine.
Or the Ice Machine.
Yeah. Don't put babies in there. But we were watching these scary movies, right? And so, and Hereditary, we had seen Hereditary, which is one of the most brilliant movies ever made.
We like watching scary movies.
Brilliant?
He loved that movie.
I hated the cinematography.
I thought it was kind of slow.
Like, that movie should have won a fucking Oscar. It messed with my head. In my opinion.
Really?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What was the name of this?
Hereditary.
Oh, my God.
I was upset that I rented it.
Just the cinematography alone should have won.
Sounds
award.
Like my Shyamalan and Ding Dong feelings.
The way that
like,
they...
I can't stand it.
Hey.
Sorry.
Don't be rude. Anyway, we're in bed one night. It's dark, and I'm, like, going to mess with her. And I said, hey, babe, what if Munchie was outside the door meowing? She goes, she can't. She wouldn't be outside the bedroom door because she's dead. We buried her. And I said, yeah, but what if she was? And Christine, without missing a beat, says, oh, yeah? Well, what if the shadow guy's up on the corner of the fucking room right now? And I was like, what? And I turned the light on. I was like, what? You can't do that?
That's not
fair. Like, I just, like, tried to do it to her. And she outdid it to me. I was like, no. Because I could see him.
And then I was like, well, you're not going to see him with the light on. He only hangs out there when the light's off.
That's why I'm sleeping with the lights on tonight. Jesus Christ, woman.
You know what story always gets me is the Mothman prophecies.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, man, that story just it really gets to me. I believe that. I believe that.
The only thing that I've ever experienced was...
I believe it.
I did paranormal research. Like, me and a couple guys from work did investigations in a couple different houses, and one was one of the guys, the team of us.
You were like the Conjuring
they
guys.
They always heard footsteps upstairs and stuff like that. So we did an investigation in their house for all night long almost, or half the night. And we set up cameras and we went to different places in the room. We had digital recorders. And at one point, me and this guy, Rodney, were in a room. Just had like a little twin bed and boxes of stuff.
Is this a Rodney that I know?
Probably. And he was sitting on a box by the window. And I was laying on the floor, and we're talking, and nothing ever happened. But when he reviewed that tape, there is a loud crash in the recording, like while we were laying there. And I was just laying on the floor, and there was no noises that I heard at all. And so I don't know what that was.
Weird.
But that is the only thing that I've ever experienced, besides... psychedelic drug induced. Like, I walked with forest sentinels before, like, and they were real, but I was also on LSD.
Yeah.
So, but it was pretty intense.
Our bodies are merely energy condensed into a slow moving vibration. You probably transcended a plane to another dimension.
I'm sure I did that many times. Yeah.
That's so funny, babe. You're like, hey, how you doing?
So, are we already at what have we learned?
I don't know. What time is it? Where are we at?
Let's take a break.
We're at 47.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the special Halloween episode of J2K Podcast. I got Jeff here and Justin and Christine and our friend Corrine. Hey.
Hey.
Oh yeah, you already met everybody. So we're back. We've been telling scary stories and I've been pretty freaked out about it actually because of all of you all's Ouija board bullshit.
Well, I'm bringing a Ouija board next time.
I don't know if I want that in the house though, or in the studio.
Too late. So
it's already here.
Christine was talking about her spooky deaf cat. Your deaf cat that would be scary meowing. But it reminded me of It reminded me of a really spooky story about my dad working in a factory, and there was a deaf a deaf person that worked there. And for those that are deaf or hard of hearing that are listening right now, I apologize in advance to all those deaf people listening in.
We have the closed caption.
All my deaf listeners.
We have closed
captioning. Closed captioning brought to you by calcium antacids. So dad said that anytime
it'd be like earbuds or ear pods or whatever.
You could tell when the deaf person was in the bathroom pooping because they couldn't tell how loud they were straining to poop. And so they're in the bathroom like like straining so loud. Oh, I think it's hilarious.
The Rapid Ridge's men's room is right next to our shop, and we can hear through the wall.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Men are gross. Like, why do you have to like make
women are gross?
I don't vocally strain while I'm pooping. Like, if it's not ready, it's not ready. Get up and come back later.
Well, deaf people can't tell how loud they're straining.
Well, and you don't talk to it?
Come on out of there! I bet it's just deaf men.
Oh, God.
I think you are... Women, like... They're like, I need to poop. I'm gonna poop. There I pooped. Now I'm done.
I've always wondered
if... Men will be like, oh, it's that time. Maybe I'll just go sit down on the toilet because I think it's coming. Like, no way.
I'm gonna hang out here for a half hour while I wait.
Get a hemorrhoid sitting there.
That was like Ali Wong. So we went to go see Ali Wong up in Portland, and she shared this, and... comedic special. She actually got impacted while she was, I think, pregnant with one of her babies because she was always so busy. And she's a woman, and she's like, okay, there's time to go. When you gotta go, you gotta go. But she was always busy, and there was never like a good time. And then she had to actually like get things taken care of at the hospital because she got so bound.
Yeah.
But that's a woman thing. Like,
is there a punchline to that?
No, I was just.
God damn it.
It just reminds
the word. I was. She said a comedian.
I don't really ever think
told
like,
a story.
I work in a medical clinic.
Obviously, like I think of like.
I was expecting a punchline.
Not my crap.
No, like, the point was, it's like she shared that about herself as a woman. Mm-hmm. Like you're busy. You're doing things. Yeah. And she was saying, I never really had time to go to the bathroom. I would go when I had to go, and then I got to the point where I didn't have to go, and I didn't think about it. And she was funny. She's like, I was literally full of shit. That was her punchline.
Okay, thank God. I've been waiting for punchline.
I feel like I'm on fire over there.
Like you're on fire over there.
Just to let you know, Christine? There is a tower of logs in this fireplace, and it is raging right now. Here, I'm going to...
Is my
hair still... Here, you guys, listen to this. I'm going to let you listen to the raging fire. Can you hear the... Holy crap. Put your headphones in.
Put on your closed caption.
And we're back.
So the school, transitioning deaf. Have you ever been to the School for the Deaf? Every year puts on like a haunted house here in Salem. Have you ever been to that?
God.
It's so I can't even remember at this point. It's probably about 10 years ago. Do you remember that show that had...
And it's so spooky.
No.
No.
No. So the show
no.
came.
You
and
can't
it was like,
do that.
Don't be mean.
You're not supposed to do this, Justin.
You're not
I'm
supposed to do that.
Don't be mean.
We're being politically correct. I just wanted to share with you how scary
but
this
it's
thing
so
is.
Scary because they can't
they
hear
can't
you.
They can't hear you. Because
so they keep
they,
chasing
I was telling
you.
Him. So you go. First of all, it was... redone by... I can't even remember what the show was.
And they're like we're gonna get you!
Stop! Let me finish talking! They would come and, like, redo your house, mm-hmm. remodel it. So the show from ABC came and redid this haunted house. It is super awesome. It's awesome. It's scary. But when you're there, the kids don't know that you're scared. And they just keep coming at you. And the one year we went... We were out. We were literally out of the house. And there was this poor young girl. The whole way through was so scared. Her boyfriend ditched her. So I made friends with her. She's holding on to the back of my shirt all the way through. Mm-hmm. She gets out and the kid is still chasing after her. Like, and finally the boyfriend's like, she is scared. And I'm like, they cannot hear you.
He's just yelling louder.
I said she's scared.
But if you like a haunted house, for those of you listeners who are close, you should go. It is awesome.
Close
so
to where?
It's in Salem.
Oh, okay.
Another really good one out in this area is on Lyons. in the old Grange Hall, which is this like ancient building. They turn this into a haunted house and kids run it as well. And it's like out in Lyons, so like there's no regulations. It's like outlaw out there, okay? And it's absolutely terrifying. And
they can actually cut you if
they
want.
The children do chase you. Yeah. Like, and then they'll like, they'll crawl and they're like,
yeah.
I mean, they just like, they're just always, and they just don't stop.
Yeah.
It's like, they do anything they can to they, just, and it's terrifying. And they scream and it's like,
and they touch you. So like we've been to some like real ones up in Portland and they're not allowed to touch you.
But like kids,
yeah,
they
grab your leg.
You have to wear the belts like Justin has on.
Lose your pants.
Elastic belts, baby.
You know, there's this one part where you're walking through like bags. It's like, it's supposed to be, I think, dead bodies. And then all of a sudden there's like a kid there and they just like grab you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that was scary. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't really like haunted houses now that I think about it.
No, I don't either. Children crawling after, like they just crawl behind you. They'll just like follow you and crawl and like turn around and it's still there.
That's
and you'll be like, run!
You know why it scares you? Because of your Ouija board use.
That's
what it is.
That when
Demon
the
babies.
Exorcist girl like came down the stairs backwards. From the original
Exorcist
movie.
She came down backwards?
She like comes down the stairs like a spider, but like backwards, like grab crawl style.
On the Exorcist?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember that part.
It's like it's in the beginning, I think. When the priest is over, I think. Anyways.
Wow.
Are we rapping?
Favorite scary movies?
Oh.
Well, yours is the one I hated, right? Is that your new favorite?
I don't know if that's his favorite.
Well, Hereditary, to me, is one of the greatest films that I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Really? Yeah, just the way that it was filmed.
There was another one.
The cinematography and just the... The storyline was just whacked out, and yeah.
We should go see Lighthouse. Have you seen the preview for Lighthouse?
No.
I have.
Also, it like cinematography, like the, like even the dishes they're eating on are time period correct. Mm. Like, and it's just two guys that are in a lighthouse for so long they can't tell if it's days or years. Like, they go crazy.
Are they dead?
I don't know.
Oh.
We should go see it though.
So, but Hereditary isn't my favorite, if you're going to pick a favorite horror movie.
I don't know if I have a favorite horror movie.
Like, the whole Conjuring series,
yeah, like
to me, was good, really good, because it was loosely based on real life, the ghost hunter people, Bill and
oh, yeah.
Somebody.
I can't remember what her name is now, yeah. Helen, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
Well, and the nun is from that... world and
I like The Shining. We
Annabelle,
just watched that recently again.
And that, like I talked about Ghost Adventures, that guy Zach, even though he's whacked out, he has a museum in Las Vegas where he's collected all of the haunted shit that he could collect.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I've
we
could have
told the story. Sorry to interrupt. Do you remember the story? The clerk talked about that doll?
The doll. I've seen that episode.
When we went to this shop in Salem and how
yeah.
the doll hair
Zach
was in his
came
car.
In and bought the doll out of Engelbrecht's
in Salem.
Yeah.
Oh no way.
That's
that
where
doll,
one
it's
of
like
the,
in that casing. That
not,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
not the big one you can't stare at. There's another one.
Oh okay.
Came from Engelbrecht's downtown.
So the little girl. So we talked to the shop owner, and the shop owner was saying when the doll was there, it was always he always felt like there was something really creepy about the doll. And a young was it a little girl or a little boy, came in one day and started like talking to this doll, like having a conversation with this doll, right? And then
was it a conversation with? Because isn't a conversation the doll talks about?
Yeah, well, the doll was talking back to this kid. Do you remember the story about the clerk was telling us?
The
clerk
kid could
hear the doll
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, but the kid like, was felt like...
appeared to be carrying out
yeah.
a conversation.
Okay. Anyway, so the doll turns out to be haunted. Zach comes to Salem to do something else, goes to the shop, buys the...
Enchanted Forest episode.
Oh, that's right. They do the Enchanted Forest episode.
Oh, I want to see that.
We had it saved on our DVR. Anyways,
it's still available.
And so he buys the doll... And the doll leaves the shop, and the clerk said the next day, or that night, he was leaving for work, and when he got to his car, a piece, like several pieces of the doll's hair, was on his seat or dashboard, and it like freaked him the fuck out.
Yeah, and then they talk about, like, they had stomach issues. A lady came in.
Yeah.
Had a cardiac episode after looking at the
doll. After talking to the doll.
And headaches and all sorts of stuff.
So creepy.
So I don't know. Like, I haven't lived in this area very long. But I've heard there's some, like, weird stuff that goes on in Salem, and that there's just like a really bad energy in Salem in general because of like the old mental hospital being here, and then also there was like, I don't know, like,
and they do like ghost tours through that.
My impression or my take on that is that there are places where bad stuff happened, but not the whole town in general bad vibe that I could feel. But like the old state hospital.
Yeah.
And there was a place called Fairview that where they housed mentally handicapped people. Yeah. And my kid's mom, my ex-wife, works for a place in McMinnville that when that place closed, a bunch of people came from there under to their care. And there was horrible abuse.
Yes.
And,
yeah, my sister has worked with some of those people.
So there's haunted places, but I don't think Salem is like a vortex of
evil. I've heard some stories. One of my doctors that used to work with us, he's now moved on, used to work at the state hospital.
Is that Meat Sweats?
Yeah. Meat Sweats.
Old Meat Sweats.
Another story. And so there's all these underground tunnels underneath the state hospital. They've been there for like years and years and years.
I've heard
and
about
the nurses have talked about like when it's dark, especially at night, that they like hear things. And I guess like one of the hallways is like where the morgue was, where they would bring the patients
of course
when they
some
like
bad shit's
passed away
there.
While they were at the hospital and stuff. And they do
that
tours.
Take the Ouija board.
I'm not sure if that's I'm not sure if that's still going because they tore a lot of that part of the hospital down.
They like, do. They do a tour there?
I don't know if they still do that. They did tours down there way back in the, like, before that.
Yeah, that's weird. If a person was sick when they were on Earth, like, to be in the, sick enough to be in the state hospital, and you talk to them on the other side with a Ouija board, are they still just, like,
messed in the head?
A little bit still sick?
Yeah.
Like, do they still talk from the other side? It's all.
So we bring the Ouija board into the state hospital.
It's misspelled. Like everything's a little misspelled and crazy.
Yeah, he was a forensic psychiatrist, so all the patients that he took care of were placed there because they were criminally insane. Like, went through their trial and for whatever reason were there. So, yeah.
They were smart.
Or extremely intelligent sociopaths.
Exactly.
I still haven't been to the state hospital here in Oregon. That's where they filmed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
And they have a museum there. I need to go check that out. That's such a good movie. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we should go.
What's your favorite horror movie, Green?
I don't like horror movies.
Oh.
I feel like I'm gonna seriously have a heart attack.
Yeah?
I do. I get like the... Yeah. But I like real life horror.
Yeah.
I love real life horror.
Like a ghost adventure sort of thing? Or...
Yeah, or even like the gruesome murder shows. And like, I love it when women kill their husbands.
What was it? Wives with knives?
Well, see you later.
I mean,
Me and Justin gotta go now.
No, but I will tell you, the scariest movie, the movie that has scared me the most in my life was one of the first horror movies I ever saw, and that was Candyman.
Ooh, mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was
the
calling
bees.
It like, yes, I bet you I was in 7th grade when I saw that, and had no idea that there was that like level of fear out there.
Yeah.
It was...
That black guy that played the character was so awesome.
Oh.
And you can just say that guy. We didn't need to know his race. I'm just joking.
Fun police.
He was Afro-American.
I can remember sitting in the bathroom with friends and me, I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Turning off the lights and saying Candyman in the mirror.
Did you ever successfully do it?
What, conjure the Candyman?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not conjure it, but did you get through like the three times? Or what do you say?
Oh, yeah.
Time? Really?
Oh,
no
yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, what about Bloody Mary?
Never did it. I might have started it, but never got to...
Like also that. Inviting demons into your house.
Yeah, I have said Bloody Mary.
I've said Beetlejuice three times. He's never showed up.
In the dark. Multiple times. But also, too, like, when I was using the garage door before the spring broke.
I'm about to tell everybody the spring's broken.
Well, because I come in that way.
I know.
And the house's lights are off, and she's, like, in the bedroom watching TV or something, but it's dark, like, in that music room studio, in our studio here. And I know there's nothing in there, but I walk up the stairs, and sometimes there's something behind me. Or I trick myself into thinking that, you know, that there's a chance there might, there could be something behind me.
Well, really, this is a big house, and there's a lot of places for someone to hide here.
Well, sometimes there really is someone.
Well, like, either someone snuck in when she opened the garage door, like a real live person, or whatever Native American spirit that's on this mound, burial mound that her house is on.
Let's because guys.
You moved the fucking headstones, but you didn't move the bodies. I know. Like, you're talking like when you guys were talking about the Ouija board. That's how I feel. Ah, sheesh.
My favorite scary movies are the old zombie movies. Oh. Like, Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this before.
And
they're coming to get you, Barbara.
That's my favorite. And then Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead.
We need to watch that. We still haven't watched it.
And all the, like, Bela Lugosi movies. Like, all the old black and white horror movies. And then I really love Evil Dead and Army of Darkness.
Evil Dead 1 and 2.
Yeah, they're so good. Best. Yeah. All those.
Because it's like comedy and it's also freaking creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of like movies from the past, did you guys ever get into those movies called Faces of Death?
Yeah.
I don't know why that just made me. What's up with that? Were those for real, you think?
Yeah.
Well, they were like videos of
people just dying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all over the internet now.
Like, why? Do people watch that, or is it just, just like 15-year-olds that are like going to the video store and using a fake ID to get them?
Well, now it's just like, available on the internet.
But they don't go to video stores.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people still enjoy watching, or intrigued by watching people die. I had a coworker send me a message on Facebook Messenger, and it was like, oh, same coworker that said he hides when he can't find anything to do.
Oh, yeah.
So the boss will find him. Awesome. Same coworker sends me a message.
What do I do next? I don't know. Usually that's where I hide.
Exactly. And it
training
was,
somebody.
He said, I can't believe this dude lived, what the message said. And then the video came in, and it was a guy jumping off of a building.
Oh, my God.
And so I show my girlfriend, like, look, can you believe this guy lived from this height? I didn't know what the video entailed. Luckily, she's a nurse and can stomach this stuff. But it showed him, like, on the ground after, like, right after he jumped, like, wiggling around.
Ugh, like
it was awful. And that's something we would have seen in Faces of Death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people are still intrigued by people dying. Yeah. I think we all are, like, curious about death and what it must feel like and what must be going through those people's minds and their brains.
Not curious about the pavement. That. I'm curious about what comes after it. Yeah. But I'm not curious about, I don't need to see the blood and guts of it all.
I don't know.
I have no desire for that.
I don't know if there's anything after.
It's like watching a car crash.
Well,
like,
that's a whole other episode.
Yep, that's a whole other episode.
I know, I was like,
right
we're not, well, I know what happens after.
Once
life.
Again, I get vibed for something she brought up.
No.
Don't be rude, babe.
It's our anniversary.
Rude.
God.
So rude.
So what did you learn today? I learned, don't be rude, it's our anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. And I learned that all y'all are fucked up Ouija board users that probably drug a bunch of bullshit into our house.
And I learned that only males poop loud. Women don't poop loud, apparently.
Well, deaf or regular hearing.
Yeah. I have a penis and I'm pooping!
It's so bad.
Only men poop loud.
It's spelled P-E-N-T-H-I-S.
What?
Penis.
Penis.
Thank you for getting that.
Hey,
you know,
penis.
That is a flat-out lie, because every time I hear a woman in my, like, any female family member of mine goes to the bathroom, it is loud fart rip city because they hold it in until they go pee.
Well, I'm not saying I don't fart when I poop. I don't strain vocally.
Yeah, it's like a disgusting choir inside a men's bathroom.
Have you ever heard me strain in the bathroom?
Have you ever heard me make noise?
No, I honestly, I haven't.
Okay.
I think it might.
Because Jeff and I have learned a silent grunt. It's taken years, but some men have learned to do it.
I mean, well, the most noise I hear from you is when you're getting up from the toilet.
I
sit
to pee and stand to poo. Wait, what?
Huh? What?
Huh?
So, Corinne, what did you learn from tonight's podcast?
Oh, goodness. I learned all sorts of stuff. I learned that the night wind carries many things away.
Sing about the night wind.
Ripping out some night wind.
You just don't seem to have as much loose.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really fascinated with this belt thing too, the stretchy belt, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that that could be like a game changer because I have to wear a belt.
That sounds like the sarcasm.
Yeah.
Or was that genuine?
No, it was very genuine. I love belts. I wear a belt every single day. And yes, I learned that even in a safe place with your friends, you can still be scared.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's a good one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, tonight on the special Halloween episode, we're going to be right back and we're going to do a new outro song, the J2K song, but it'll be updated about the podcast. And I guess my hair looks really good right now. We'll be right back.